Hello and welcome to our podcast on taxation of e-commerce and the recent Supreme Court ruling on the subject matter. I'm your host, Tim Schuster, and with us is Gary Bingle, the partner in charge of Eisner Amper State and Local Practice Group. In this series, we'll discuss the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the taxation of remote sales, such as e-commerce. So, Gary, can you please give us a 30,000-foot overview of the Wayfair case?
Sure. So the Wayfair case was an internet retailer case regarding sales tax. So prior to Wayfair, there was the Quill case from 26 years ago, which said that in order to be subjected to a state sales collection requirements, you had to have some sort of physical presence. And all that meant was you could have anything from bricks and mortar to remote employees to transient employees in the state or even affiliates and such. And that was the prerequisite in order to be subjected to sales tax. In Wayfair, the issue was Wayfair didn't have any of those things. All they had was an economic presence in the state through sales. And the Supreme Court came down and abolished that physical presence requirement and said an economic presence is enough. You no longer need physical presence in order to be subjected to sales tax in the state.
Okay. So, Gary, why should I care about these changes?
Well, as a business owner, you should care just because you're going to have a much larger nexus footprint for sales tax and possibly other taxes under Wayfair. You know, previously, if you just had physical presence in, let's say, two or three states, it's very possible that now, depending upon your level of sales, you could be subjected to sales tax in all states that have one, so in 45, 46 states, which is a much broader, you know, requirement, many more filings, et cetera.
Significant compliance requirements.
Significant compliance requirements, exactly. And what that may mean is you may have to make significant investments in your systems, et cetera, to be able to comply with all of these new requirements. So there's going to be a lot more responsibilities placed on business owners as far as sales tax is concerned.
Interesting.
Also, it may have other ramifications in other areas as well.
Interesting. So how does this impact consumers and state budgets?
So consumers, technically, it doesn't really impact much.
Okay.
Previously, if I bought something from an out-of-state seller and they didn't charge me sales tax, I was supposed to sell for remit use tax. As a practical matter, few people did. And what that created was you had states that were losing a lot of that revenue because it wasn't being collected and people weren't self-remitting. So states are now looking at filling in those budgets or that, or filling in those shortfalls that could be anywhere from, you know, several billion to tens of billions of dollars, depending upon the estimates. So I would expect a lot of states are looking at filling in their budgets with this new revenue. From a consumer standpoint, technically you didn't pick up any more tax or have to owe any more tax, but as a practical matter, you're going to be paying more because people failed to sell from it before.
Gotcha. So what does this actually mean for my business as an owner?
So as a business owner, it means you have to start looking at where you're going to be filing and looking at your nexus footprint in a much broader light now and making sure you have the systems in place to comply with the expanded requirements for sales tax. You may need to make significant investments in your systems or new software or in new people just to keep up with not just the additional registrations and filings, but the audits that may come with it.
Gotcha, gotcha. Are there any unforeseen implications of this, you know, decision?
I think the biggest unforeseen implications right now are in areas outside of sales tax. I think states are going to become more emboldened to apply this ruling to other types of taxes, such as income taxes. Even though many states have had economic presence requirements for income taxes, it really hasn't been litigated as much in the sales tax area.
Okay.
So I think that once you're on the rolls for sales tax, states are going to start saying, well, what about income taxes? And can we start imposing income taxes on all these new sales tax collectors?
Interesting. Do you have kind of last minute kind of tidbits you want to tell our listeners today, you know, about the Wayfair proceedings?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is it's never too early to start trying to get into compliance. Even if you're looking at some states that the implementation date may not be till January, it may take several months to get your systems up to gear, to do the registrations. You may have to look at specific taxability rules for your products in additional states. So it's never too early to start looking at some of those things.
Okay. No, that's great. Thank you so much, Gary.
Sure thing.
And thank you for listening to our podcast on taxation of e-commerce. If you have any questions or there's a topic you'd like us to cover, email us at contact@eisneramper.com. Visit EisnerAmper.com for more information on this and a host of other topics, and join us for our next Eisner Amper podcast series.